Former CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, has told US media that he's seriously considering a run for the White House in the upcoming 2020 election. And not as a Republican or a Democrat, but as an independent candidate. The idea has been met with both outrage and derision. Here to explain why is Hans Knoll. He's an author and professor of government at Georgetown University. Welcome to RN Drive.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So help me out here. Who's Howard Schultz?
Well, so Schultz is the former CEO of Starbucks, and he's a very rich person. And beyond that, I mean, that's, I think, what most Americans know about him, and probably the center of his pitch. As a CEO, he's probably, you know, sort of more socially liberal than some people in that situation. That's the image that he has, I guess. But basically, you know, rich businessman.
Okay, rich businessman. Popular rich businessman?
I wouldn't say he's especially unpopular, but probably not like especially well known the way that some wealthy folks are. So I think he's probably got a lot of ground to cover in terms to get to where we call him popular.
The feedback Howard Schultz has received about the idea has not been overwhelmingly positive. Why is that?
Well, it's probably a couple of things about it. I think the first biggest reason is just that, generally speaking, we think that a third-party independent run for the presidency is not going to be very successful. You know, the electoral institutions in the United States are, you know, very majoritarian and very much favor, you know, go one person's going to win, and therefore, most likely, you've got one second person who's going to come in second, and that's where the competition is. We therefore have a two-party system. And so what we think is when we violate that and when someone runs as a third party in a what should be a two-person race, that person's going to probably draw off some votes from the other two candidates, maybe more from one than the other, probably, because presumably their appeal is not perfectly balanced between the other two. And so they might end up having an effect on the race in terms of determining who wins, but they don't have much shot at all of winning themselves. So he wants to run for president in a way that almost guarantees that he can't win himself, but might affect the outcome.
Okay, so people are angry with him essentially because they think he's going to be splitting the vote. He wants Trump out of office. So why has he decided not to run as a Democrat? Has he critiqued the Democrats? Like, what's his issue with the Democrats?
That was the question that everyone asked initially. Sort of like, if you really don't like Trump and you want to run, then the Democrats are going to have somebody. And if you want it to be that you, then that would make sense. What Schultz says is he doesn't like the Democratic Party because they're moving too far to the left. And he points to a number of sort of high-profile members of the party who are particularly unabashed in their being liberal on a number of policies. It is probably true that the Democratic Party is moving to the left, drifting a little bit in that direction, probably not galloping as fast as he depicts it, but it's certainly becoming a little bit more left. And so he doesn't feel like he has a home in that party because his policies, it would be tax the rich and provide Medicare for all and these kinds of policies that are becoming popular among some Democrats.
What impact might a high-profile third-party candidate have on the 2020 election?
Well, it's, as I say, still pretty unlikely that he would himself win, in which case he's going to draw votes from one or both of the other major party candidates, let's presumably Trump, and then, you know, whoever the Democrats nominate. It's hard to say in advance which party he draws more from. I think most people think he's going to draw more from the Democrats because he's positioning himself as an anti-Trump candidate. Although a lot of what he has been saying about economic policy sounds like he's actually fairly conservative, and you could imagine him drawing from the Trump vote as well. And it's hard to know what'll happen. But presumably without him, the results have been slightly different. And if the election is at all close, then there'll be this doubt about whether or not he's affected it going one direction or another.
How has President Trump responded to the idea of Schultz running?
Trump always likes to have an exciting conversation. And so his response has been to sort of dare him to run, dare Schultz to run, says he doesn't have the guts, you should do it. You could read that as just Trump likes to take strong pokes at folks, and that's just the way that he is. Or you could also read that as Trump thinking that Schultz would draw more votes away from the Democrat, and therefore it helps Trump's re-election chances.
We've already covered on this program the kind of crowded Democratic field for, you know, president wannabes. Is that likely to work in favor of the Democrats or not? How do you kind of analyze that crowded field?
Well, it you know, a lot depends on exactly how it plays out. So typically what happens is that over the course of the primaries, the crowded field winnows itself down, maybe down to even just one candidate, and then there's one clear person. And then if that's what happens, it'll be somebody, and there's a number of plausible candidates in that field that the Democrats have. And, you know, it could be any one of them, and it would sort of be a similar kind of story in terms of this person probably represents what the Democrats stand for. The danger is that somebody could slip through that has, you know, sort of less than, you know, 100% support, less than a majority support even, but nevertheless has a lot of support early on. And so they're not the ones who drop out. Other ones drop out and they sort of wiggle their way to the front. That's essentially what Trump did in 2016, where he was definitely like polling in first place all the time. But he started out, he was at 20, 30%. And by the end, when he had clearly locked up the nomination, he still wasn't at 50%. That's actually not unusual. It's very common that that happens. So with more candidates in the field, it's even more likely that something strange like that could happen, or seemingly strange. As I say, it's pretty common. More likely that that could happen. But it's also the case that, you know, that winnowing down will probably happen one way or the other. And at the end of the day, how many candidates were running will be an interesting story for someone like me who studies this stuff, but probably won't affect the election at all.
Hans, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. This has been fun.
Hans Knoll is an author and professor of government at Georgetown University. This is RN Drive.